Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedom.
Drill Sergeant, a.k.a. Admin Doug here, and today we have to talk about human beings being detained, put on a plane, in chains, sent to El Salvador with no trials, no warrants, no lawyers, not even proof of who they are. That's right. Not only no due process people, which I thought we all cheered as Americans, you know, all that land of the free and whatnot, but they are being disappeared. It turns out, there's not even a record of the human beings being deported. Parents with no idea where their sons are. Kids have no idea where their parents are. Did they fall into a ditch and get eaten by fire ants? Were they swallowed whole by a Florida alligator in the middle of the night? We don't know. We don't know. They're gone. They're disappeared. It's not hyperbole. Legion Miller reports on this story right here.
Because of the lack of clarity on which people are on those flights and what they're accused of, their own families have no idea where they are. According to the New York Times, one mother's 24-year-old son spoke to her on Saturday morning from a detention center in Laredo, Texas, and told her he was going to be deported with a group of other Venezuelans, but didn't know where. Soon after their conversation, her son's name disappeared from the U.S. Immigration Authority's database, and she hasn't heard from him since. She has no idea where he is. Despite the fact that the Constitution protects due process rights for all people, not just citizens. But because they're brown or because they're Muslim, decades of Islamophobia and centuries of racism and harmful stereotyping means that it is far too easy to violate the rights of human beings, to dehumanize them to the point that society is willing to look the other way, or in the case of Trump supporters, cheer as they're held captive without due process and forcibly removed from their homes, whether or not they're legally allowed to be here, whether or not they have done anything wrong, and with no proof, no accountability, and no oversight.
Family liberty, there's another problem. Here. When the judge that's overseeing this case of immigrants being sent to foreign countries to which they don't belong said he needed more evidence. Oops. Looks like they already put them on the plane and took off. Then the judge ordered that the plane get turned around, and the executive branch of the United States government people gave a collective middle finger and added in an official statement, and I quote, "Nah, nah, nah, boo, boo, fuck you, judge," end quote. Okay? And this Trump border czar said, and this is an actual quote, "Another flight every day. We're not stopping. I don't care what the judge thinks." The party of law and order indeed, huh? So, as a side note, if you ever wondered how seemingly regular people fell so far that they could see the concentration camps in Germany and just turn their heads, go to work and back home and act like nothing's happening, this is how that's done. And make no mistake, they did know. Jewish people were well integrated into society. They chose not to ask questions when they disappeared. They chose to ignore the camps in their neighborhoods. They chose to believe government propaganda about Jewish people. You can make a different fucking choice. Huh? This is what the dehumanization does. This is what it looks like. Another clip here.
Official video of the arrival of immigrants from the United States, posted by the president of El Salvador, shows inmates shackled, forcibly bent over, their heads shaved, and then lined up on a prison floor, surrounded by heavily armed guards in balaclavas. These men have not been identified by either the U.S. or El Salvador, nor has evidence been provided of their alleged gang membership. Their membership in gangs, named in executive orders by the president as terrorist organizations, is the reason given for why they have been taken and given zero due process, forcibly removed, and sent to a country they likely have never ever set foot in, to be held in a maximum security prison outside the oversight of U.S. courts and lawmakers, with absolutely zero transparency as to the practices inside the building. Today, Monday, the White House posted a video on Twitter of men being chained up while the song Closing Time by Semisonic played in the background, with the caption, "You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here."
It's closing time, huh? Funny songs in the background. Desensitized at seeing people being pushed around like cattle, because it's not you. A critical part of controlling your population is to control information. This would seem to be difficult in this day and age, but they've had help from AI bots, and they're talented at blowing the dog whistle with their control of the vocabulary. They're told what to say to criticism of what they've bought into. Their responses sound robotic. Have you heard it? Have you seen it right down there in that comment section? Go look on Political Drain. You'll see it there all the time. They have indeed been programmed. They exhibit cognitive dissonance on issues like book banning, claiming it promotes freedom, for example. They tap into slam dunk, like protecting children from the porn, to add an element of righteousness and superiority. You seen this? No matter what your question is or what the topic is. So you're okay with child porn? That absolves them of any more thinking. The programmed answers. If you want to take a look at that programming, the zeros and the ones, you want to go inside the book, just turn on Fox News or Newsmax the day before. Guaranteed, what they type next will come straight from the server. People, promoting a culture of judgment of others is a critical element in the destruction of a civil society. Get your citizens to turn on each other, to bicker, to argue, to be willing to report their neighbors to the authorities to protect their own family. While they're busy attacking one another, they'll be distracted from the larger issues. To ensure that your wealthy elite allies continue to thrive, so they will remain loyal and turn a blind eye to what's happening to the country overall. You give them something to hate. If those videos being reported and pushed by the White House itself of dehumanization and laughter at human suffering, if those robotic tinkerings on the internet underneath your video or mine, in your comment section on Facebook, haven't shown you what's happening, I can tell you that it's become apparent that the final solution is being put in place, just like Mein Kampf spelled out. The book burnings, then the banning, started in 1933. Almost 10 incremental acceptance of hate-filled years later, the Wannsee Conference happened in 1942. That's where Himmler presented his plan for the Jewish citizens of the Reich. After the immigration plan of Madagascar failed, something like El Salvador might just. I want you to think about that for a second and see if you connect the dots. Phase one, expel all undocumented immigrants by branding them all criminals, gang members, etc. And when the deportation becomes too much of a bother, too expensive, they'll be sent to concentration camps. Currently being prepared and will be staffed by Eric Prince's Academy Company. Destroy Social Security, by the way. The VA, by the way. Medicare and Medicare to kill off the elderly, the disabled, the mentally and chronically ill, as they are an expense and not useful to the regime. And if you have any idea on how this eugenics has become so popular and accepted, just ask apartheid Elon. Eugenics is what he's been all about. We're the parasites, remember? Phase two. Having claimed that he tried everything to get rid of those who are the enemies of the state, and even Alien Enemies Act couldn't solve the problem, he will invoke martial law and suspend due process. He will also cancel the 2026 midterm elections. This will likely cause a civil war of some sort. We don't need muskets anymore. There's a lot of ways, digital and physical. It'll be soft to begin with, but he'll then begin to round up the LGBTQ plus people identified Antifa and communists. And they'll join undocumented migrants in the camps. Phase 3, identify all resistors of the rule and any ethnicity or skin color as a combatant or an enemy. Off to the camps they go. Fam Liberty, you're looking at the resistance of his rule. People who speak out, people who have a platform. You're watching the resistance of his rule. We're not just out here to provide a nice, angry 20 minutes. We know, and you should too, that we're putting it on the line. We're putting it on the line. Because in phase 4, Admin V put it so eloquently, I want to just say exactly like she said it. The final solution wasn't put into place until 1942, after they'd taken over Poland. Greenland, Canada, anybody? Mexico? Panama? And the Soviet Union. And they didn't start with the Jewish people exactly. They started turning up the heat slowly like a lobster in a pot. People didn't notice. They started by jailing their political opponents. Then they took away citizenship from the Jewish people and started hunting them down and blaming them for all political things. And when they put them in the camps, we are near the end of phase 1. Those 4 phases that I put are the phases that begin the final solution. After that, I only hope you know what comes next. You see, the dehumanization of others is pretty damn near complete. And quite frankly, America's version of racism was studied and copied by the Germans as they looked to the southern states and admired how efficient America was at keeping the Negro animals in their cage through Jim Crow laws. So the ground is fertile here. It's always been. It's always been just underneath the surface. But also, so has America's innate hatred of monarchy. It's how we started. Huh? Rulers, kings and queens who dictate from on high in white castles made by the sweat of people who couldn't afford the tools they used to make it. We Americans have had a history of being a pain in the ass of anyone and any group that thinks they're better than us. And right now, that group is the 1%. It's not the Mexicans, the Puerto Ricans, it's not the Venezuelans, it's not the Haitians. That group is the 1%, and they're trying to use immigrants now, and then folks like me later, and eventually the rest of you, in a game to keep you from demanding access to what we built, all right? A fairer share of what we've earned for them. But I hate to say it, that this final solution, when it's done, it's done. We don't have any more time to rekindle the spirit. It's now or off to the camps for anyone who dares try it later. I say, join me now. I say, join us now. While we can still engage the enemy on our terms, not theirs, join the Sons of Liberty Discord server. There's a link down there somewhere, and there's all kinds of videos on this channel about how to do it. Join Drill Sergeant Special Ops Team if you're nasty. And you don't mind getting vetted thoroughly. Yeah, it's a different type of team. Go check out some of my videos on Political Drain YouTube channel to find out how to do that. Leave a comment in one of the videos over there. If you can't find it, don't worry about it. I got you. Most importantly, resist. Resist. Any and every way you can. Resist. So if you made it to the end, all the way to the end, without giving up, you type in the comment section, Drill Sergeant, I made it, Drill Sergeant. And yeah, it's about that time.
Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.